It's a very common phrase, and we ask it of people all the time, what's your name? And oftentimes we even say something like, what are you called? Right? Trying to understand who the person is. And names are very important, as we hear today in our gospel reading. We hear that he was named Jesus by the angel before he was conceived in the womb by the power of the Holy Spirit in Mary's womb. We also heard earlier in our Advent season, John the Baptist was given the name John by the angel to his father Zechariah before he was conceived in the womb. And names are very important throughout our church tradition. In fact, they're so important that at the very beginning of our sacred scripture, God says to Adam, I give you authority to name all living things, to name the plants, to name the animals, to tell about what they do, who they are, and how they are blessings to you in this world. And that power to name something, to describe something, to be what is called, is something that helps us to relate the place that everything has within our lives and within the world. And it's such a powerful thing that the very first question that's asked of parents when they bring their children to the church is, what name do you give this child? Everybody who's brought a baby to be baptized has heard that question asked. And we say, someone says, we call this child Mark. And then comes the bigger question. And what do you want for this child? Does anybody know the answer? Baptism. Yay, someone's been at the class. Woo! Right? Baptism. And by baptism, we take on another name. Anybody know what that name is? Starts with a C. Christian. We take the name Christian. I might be called Mark by my mom, but I am called a Christian by who I am at the very fundamental core of my being. We celebrate today Mary, the Holy Mother of God, because at the very center of who Mary is, she is. She goes by thousands of names throughout the world. Our Lady Guadalupe, Our Lady of Peace, Our Lady of Refuge, Our Lady Star of the Sea, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Our Lady of Fatima. We could go on and on and on. And yet, ultimately, when we describe Mary, we place her at the center of our faith with God because she is the Mother of God. And so the question becomes, who are we then? If we are a Christian, who are we then? Because we take many names throughout our lives. Because in our sacramental life, when we are confirmed, the church asks us to take another name. I tell this story over and over again because it has such a powerful effect on me in my own life. Right? When I was in confirmation many, many years ago, right? I was asked by our confirmation teacher to choose a saint that you wish to emulate, someone who had a virtue that you wish to follow, whether it be generosity or compassion or prayer or kindness or service or whatever it was, and follow that saint's example in becoming the Christian that you are called to be. To become that namesake of who you are called to be. And each one of you couples who are married stood before the church and took another name too. I take you to be my wife. I take you to be my husband. You take the name husband and wife as becoming part of who you are in the sacramental life, the sacramental grace of the church. And we are then called husband and wife, priest, brother, or sister, because we take on that gift from God. Because each name that we take, whether it be Mark, Christian, Nicholas, priest, or whoever it is, those are mine, They all point to something greater than I am. They all point to God at the center of everything that I am and all that I will be and everything that I encounter in the world. Because our second reading pointed it out to us very clearly. When we take the name Christian, we choose to become God's adopted daughters and sons. We choose to be called children of God. When Jesus says to us, when you pray, say, our Father, in naming God as Father, we become his children. And becoming his children, we then follow in his ways. As Father, and then as Mary, as our mother. And the church continues to say to us, and has taught from the very beginning, that Mary is the example of discipleship that we're all called to follow, that we're all called to be. And there are three things that Mary does that the church says we should do too. The first one's really easy because we do it all the time. At least I hope you do. But we don't do it as well as Mary, and that is prayer. In the gospel today, we hear that when Mary heard the words of the shepherd, she took them and held them in her heart and thought about them and talked about them and carried them with her. And we are called in the same way to do that when we hear the word of God. Whether it's hearing the word of God expressed through the sacred scripture, or perhaps from our mother or father, our son or daughter, our neighbor, our friend, perhaps someone far away or near, we are called to carry those words within us and to allow them to grow and to bear fruit, to carry them so that we grow in the faith, love, knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing that Mary does is she doesn't think of God as somebody abstract, far away. She doesn't think of God as an idea, but rather as a person who she is in relationship with. Now, she had the advantage. She got to carry God in her womb for 9 months. And she got to feel him kick and grow and move, all those things. Mary got to hold Jesus in her hands at the crib in Bethlehem. She got to watch him grow from a baby into to a teen, to a young man, and then ultimately to a man who went out and preached. She saw the miracles he performed, the words that he proclaimed of God's love, the forgiveness that he showered upon people. And ultimately, she got to hold him once more in her arms as they took his broken body from the cross. But it is that intimate knowledge of God that we are called to share too. Realizing that God is a person who desires to be in relationship with us. That Jesus is someone who desires to walk with us on all the steps of our life, whether they're good steps or bad steps, whether they're joyful steps or sorrowful steps, whatever they are, God wishes to be there with us, to share with us his life, his love, his mercy, his blessing. And when we choose to enter into that conversation with God, when we choose to walk with God, then we discover the many things that God desires for us. That's the third thing that Mary does that we are called to do, is to go out, not to remain at home, but to go out into the world and share the good news as Mary did. First thing she did when she found out that she was going to be the mother of God, she headed to Elizabeth to help her. She followed her husband to Bethlehem and then to Egypt and then back to Nazareth. She kept on following and going out into the world with God, and ultimately at the crucifixion went to the house of the disciple John to be his mother and ultimately the mother of us all as the mother of our church. And so in many ways, we are called to do the same thing, to bear Christ to others, to be the Christ bearer, to carry Christ that we receive in this Eucharist into the world, to carry Christ who we hear proclaimed to us into the world, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the world in word, in action, in prayer, in contemplation, in every aspect of our lives. So that when someone says, who are you called? We shouldn't have to sit there and say, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. They should sit there and say, you are called follower of Jesus Christ because I can see it in your everyday actions. I can see it by who you are. I can see it by that wonderful phrase that St. Paul proclaimed, they will know that we are Christians by what we do, by the love that we share with one another, in forgiveness, and that compassion, in that mercy, in being the bearer of Christ in the midst of sorrow and in the midst of joy. And so that is our challenge as we begin this new year, this year of blessing, this year of hope, this year where we try to do a lot of new things better than we did last year, is to be Christ bearers, to be called Christian, the son, the beloved daughter of our living God.